This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
25 pro handicappers, $30,000 on the line. This is the Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here's your host, Matt Humans.
All right, the steaks are great tonight, I can guarantee you that. Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. Right now, you score 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. That's a hell of a deal. Go to omahasteaks.com/VSiN for more information. omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Get your holiday gift orders in now. All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line and call out to Connecticut to the contest co-leader, Jason Jarvis, professional gambler, joins us now. Jarvis, welcome into the show tonight. Did you survive Thanksgiving week despite your first really bad week in this contest?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. I didn't know if I was going to be asked on after that performance. I survived it. It's crazy. It's my favorite week of the year in, year out, yet it is consistently the worst week when it comes to picking winners for probably about 30 years for me. No rhyme or reason. I can't explain it, but my wife is ready to kill me, but you know what? I'm ready to turn the page.
I think your wife's felt that way for a long time, not just last week, right?
That's a very fair statement.
You can follow him at JJarv NFL Bets, a two-time top 10 finisher in the Circa Million contest. And Jarvis, I think it's odd years when you actually finish in the top 10, right? 2021, 2023, and you're making a run here in 2025.
I would love it. You know, I've got three entries, Matt, two of them under my Jay Jarvis 117, the third one under another entry of my buddy. And we're, I think, 199, 150, give or take on each one. So I got to run really well here for the last 5 weeks, but, you know, if I do that, I feel like I got a shot.
Jarvis, for those who don't know your background, how did you get into sports media or sports betting in general? And you do have a longtime association with your co-leader here, Chris the Bear Felica. What's the background between you two?
Yeah, so I spent my first 5 years out of college at ESPN. I was studio production at the time. Felica was a researcher. I know he made mention of this a couple weeks ago. We played Tuesday deck hockey together. I think Chris mushed me by talking about second place. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm lucky to get out of last week with one win. But the one inaccuracy that Chris mentioned was that he owned me. And I've got to set the record straight. But I think I averaged maybe 4.5 goals a game on Chris. And, you know, he claims he's got a bad shoulder. I'll take full credit for wearing that shoulder out.
Actually, last week you went 1-6. I imagine there was a dancing bear somewhere happy that you were coming back to the pack. And you were probably not too disappointed to see what's happening in Boise right now. The Bear has a play on UNLV +5 at Boise State. And as we're speaking, Boise throws a touchdown pass to go up 20-0 midway through the second quarter tonight. Jarvis, You prefer the NFL over college football. You did not play tonight's game. Looks like the Bears going to take a loss with the UNLV.
No more reverse jinxing, all right? But, you know, Felipe and I have a side bet, and it's actually whoever finishes ahead of the other one will buy the other dinner. So
okay.
There's a little bit of gold at the end of the rainbow if the other one beats the, comes in second.
Jason Jarvis out of Connecticut, co-leader with Chris Felica. Jarvis has the tiebreaker advantage, 11-2 on the best bets. You won 11 consecutive best bets, Jarvis. You were 0-1, ripped off 11 straight. You lost Monday night with the Giants. Hell of a streak for you. Nice job. Were you feeling the pressure once the streak got up there around 10 or 11? A lot of people were talking about your best bet streak.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bitter, Matt. You know, this contest should be called the Thursday Night Invitational. If it is, I go ahead and I get my 12th straight with the Packers, but it's the Friday night and I laid an egg with my pick. In terms of pressure, you know, not honest to God, really not until the very last week. I was kind of tracking it when I got to 7 or 8 weeks. I'm like, this is pretty cool. And then double digits started getting a lot of talk. I won 11 in a row. Going for 12 in full transparency, buddy, I like the Giants, but they are probably my third or fourth strongest play in the week. So definitely not qualified as my best bet. But, you know, for the contest purposes, I had to go with it. I was at the game with my my two boys, and it was apparent at half, or I should say probably halfway through the first quarter, when my oldest looked at me and said, "Not our night," because he's a Giants fan, and I couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah, it didn't go well for the Giants on Monday night, and your best bet streak came to an end. But 11-2, you are 51-39-1 against the spread, 57 points. The Bear, 52-36-3. He is 7-6 on his best bets. Really, the Bear, over the first 3 years of this contest, was the best handicapper on Friday nights in terms of the best bets. Chris Massaro had the top record last year, and you have the top record this year. Let's go ahead and talk about your best bet here. You did tell me
Hold on. Matt, before we do this, let me just try to return the favor. And, you know, I have to say, Felica's record's incredible. The guy wins each and every year. He's got to be the best college handicapper in the world. So if he doesn't go 7-0 every week, I'll be shocked.
Well, it looks like he's not going to do any better than 6-1 this week, because that UNLV side looks like a dead dog tonight in the Mountain West title game. So how about this? You and the Bear match up. You have the same best bet this week.
Do we really?
You do. How about that? Because the Bear did not go college. I thought he would go Ohio State with his best bet. Ohio State did not even make the Bears card, which shocked me. Thought for sure that was going to be his on his card, maybe his best bet. The Bear and Jarvis match up. Falcons +7 against the Seahawks. You both have that Falcons +7 best bet. Why do you like the Falcons so much?
It was the first bet I made of the week, and I got it at 8.5, and the lines just dropped. So I actually saw 6.5 in some spots earlier today out by me. You know, the Seahawks are a great story. I think that they have a chance to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I actually have a future on them at 31-1, so I hope that they do. I just hope that they do it after a loss this weekend. You know, they're a really well-coached team. Good offense, above average defense. They actually lead the league in only allowing opposing backs 3.5 yards a carry. But I've been high in the Falcons most of the year. And I actually checked in the contest, and they might be the most played game of any team that I've used in this contest, Matt. I'm 6-2 this year when betting on the Falcons in the Friday Night Invitational. You know, they're a team that's lost 6 of their last 7, but 3 of their 8 losses have been by 3 points. They've also lost by 1 point to the Patriots. And then they lost in, I don't remember if it was Germany or where it was overseas, but they lost to the Colts in overtime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're quite literally a few plays from being a playoff team versus the 4-8 record that they own. You know, they're a better home team. Unfortunately, Drake London, I believe, was ruled out. I was really hoping that he'd play, because he's obviously a difference maker on that offense. But, you know, when you look at Seattle, you know, Darnold's been a turnover-prone quarterback this year. The Falcons' defense is third in the league in sacks. They've got a sneaky good defense, if you ask me. So I'm just big on the Falcons this week. I'm also not big on trends at all, really, because teams change so much from year to year. And the reality is, you can always find a trend that supports either side. But having said that, when it's my best bet and I see a couple trends that favor my play, I'll go with them. And the one that stood out, the Seahawks have failed to cover the spread in each of their last 6 December games as road favorites against NFC opponents. In addition, the Dogs have covered the spread the last 5 times that these teams have gone head-to-head. So I mentioned it was my first bet of the week. When I've got conviction in a team and I like my handicap, I don't worry too much about what the market's doing. And even though it's down to 7, maybe that plays in my favor.
Falcons +7, the best bet for Jason Jarvis and Chris Felica this week. And that's a 4-8 Falcons team that lost to the Jets a week ago. Jarvis, you are on the Jets +3 against the Dolphins.
Am I really?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I am. Tua is tied for the league, lead in interceptions. He's going up against a defense that doesn't even know what an interception is. So this one should be interesting. You know, ever since the Jets traded Quentin Williams and Sauce Gardner, I actually think they've been playing better football. And, you know, I've mentioned a few times, I like Taylor as a quarterback. He runs a methodical offense, protects the ball. Adonai Mitchell actually had a breakout game last week after having some drops in his first couple games with the Jets. you know, the key here, right? It's kind of like a Breece Hall versus Aitchen battle. And Breece Hall finally is making some plays. He's gotten 20 plus touches the last two games, which I think is very key for this offense, which obviously has limited weapons. You know, the Dolphins have won, I think, three straight and four or five, but they're still the Dolphins. And I was really hoping that weather would play more of a factor here than it looks like it's going to. We all know Tua's record and you know, probably more importantly, the little weasel coach in his capri pants, when he gets cold in the sidelines, forget about it. This team turns into a shell of what it should be. But the weather should be in the high 30s, maybe 40 degrees. But I just think that you're going to get a Jets team determined to kind of dash the playoff hopes of their division rival and hopefully can stay inside of the number and win outright.
How about this game? Let's hit it before the break. We got about a little more than a minute to go. You're going to lay 8.5 with the Buccaneers. You don't play a lot of big favorites here, but you're going to lay 8.5 with the Bucs against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more chalky this week than I like, but you know, I'm going to go with my handicaps. So Tampa, they look great the first half of the year. Injuries kind of crippled them in the middle stretch, but they've been held to 24 or fewer points in five of the last six games. However, they're getting healthy, right? Bucky Irving returned last week. They snapped a three-game losing streak. I think Egbuka's an absolute stud. Godwin's back, and obviously they've got the team MVP in Tez Johnson. The Saints' defense, it's been respectable, but the offense is pretty bad. Held under 22 points in all but one game this year. I just don't think that they're going to be able to put up enough points, and I think this should be a double-digit win for Tampa. So we shall see, as they only have a half-game lead over the Panthers, and it's a big game for them.
Jason Jarvis out of Connecticut, the co-leader in this contest with Chris Felica. He's got four more plays in the NFL and some high-profile games. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on the Friday Football Invitational.
Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, this is where football meets flavor. VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational, will turn your holiday table into a show-stopping feast. Omaha Steaks serves up the butcher's cut Chateaubriand with roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, molten lava cakes for dessert. Score 16 free smash burgers and save 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/vsin. Gift, legendary taste this holiday offseason, omahasteaks.com/vsin. Back out to Jason Jarvis of Connecticut. And Jarvis, were you aware Omaha Steaks is the title sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational this year?
Well, now that I just heard it on the tease and the lead, and I am.
Make sure to order some holiday gifts for your friends. OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN. Jarvis, we have three plays from you in. Falcons +7, your best bet. Jets +3. Bucks -8.5. Now let's get to some higher profile games here. And one right in our backyard. I had win totals I bet over the summer on Broncos over 9.5 and Chiefs under 11.5. Both those are in, by the way. Broncos now 10-2. And Chiefs are 6-6, so got a couple of winners on those. Broncos a little bit lucky to be 10-2. They played a lot of tight games. They've won 9 in a row. Raiders, rotten. Tough to take points with the Raiders, but you're going to do it. And you got to play ugly dogs sometimes in the NFL. And Raiders +7.5. The first time around, this was an ugly, low-scoring game. What do you see Sunday in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I see more of the same. I don't remember exactly what the score is.
10-7.
10-7 on Thursday night football. And you know what? The Raiders should have won that game. So I actually, this was between the Falcons and the Raiders. These were the first two plays I put in on Monday. I got the Raiders at 8. It's 7.5. You know, they're a bad football team. They've lost 6 straight. I don't know if you watched any of the game last week, but Geno Smith, it looked like he had about 0.7 seconds to throw the ball, maybe 0.8 seconds. He was getting drilled every drop back against the Chargers. The Chargers are a good defense, but I just think 7.5 is too many points for a division rivalry game, especially with the Broncos coming off the Sunday Night Football overtime win against Washington. Sadly, my only win of last week was the Commanders. You know, the Broncos, 9-game win streak, like you said, a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Their offense is really pedestrian at best. I love the energy and passion that Max Crosby brings week in and week out. You know, it's a shame he's wasting his talents year in, year out with the Raiders, because that guy's one of the top five defensive players in the game each and every year. You know, I mentioned earlier this year, the Raiders should have won Denver escape, and I'm just banking on a similar ugly, low-scoring game on Sunday.
10-7 the first time around. Jarvis on Raiders plus 7.5 and Sunday in Vegas. And you've got 8 in your pocket. I'm thinking 8 might show up again by Sunday if you want to play this and bet it, because I would assume that Broncos fans pouring into town this weekend are going to be betting the Broncos. And the locals have ditched the Raiders, actually fading the Raiders a lot. So I think an 8 will pop up again if you want to bet the dog. Jarvis, yeah. I talked about – what's up?
I was going to say, you can't blame them. And if you look at the card this week, Matt, you know, between Denver, the Rams, and the Bucks, I mean, you got some really good teaser options. But teasers tend to be a little bit of a tease, right? So I'm thinking one of those teams might blow up a bunch of teasers. At least the house is hoping that.
No, you're right. There does look like some pretty good teaser options if you like to tease favorites down below those key numbers. And you would think the Broncos would be one of them. Raiders plus 7.5, a bet for you. I just mentioned the Chiefs. I laid the Chiefs here at Circa 3-115 early in the week. The contest number this morning is 3.5. The number moved here at Circa Sports on Friday morning. You're still going to lay it. Chiefs minus 3.5 is a play for you.
It is, and this one's interesting because I've actually been on the Texans, if not in the contest, at least each week betting on them for 4 or 5 straight weeks. It started off on the Monday night game against the Seahawks where they really laid an egg, but then I came back and I bet them against the Niners, and I've really taken them every week since and done really well. I think I mentioned that they've won 4 in a row. They've got the best defense in the NFL, but you know, the Chiefs are a desperate team and they're 6-6. We're entering the home stretch. They've lost 3 of the last 4 games. And, you know, part of me thinks back to the playoffs last year. These teams met. The Chiefs won 23-14. I just think we could see a similar game this week. The temperatures are going to be in the 20s on Sunday night. I think KC's defense is very good as well. I think they're going to be able to limit the Texans. Big Nico Collins fan. I think Schultz is good. You know, the Texans have I'm not going to say an elite offense, but they can move the ball and they're possession-oriented, but I'm just thinking that the Chiefs are going to be able to play good enough defense. And I know that Kansas City has major issues on the offensive line, but, you know, give Andy Reid and Mahomes a couple extra days to game plan. I think they're going to get the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, you don't want Will Anderson and that Texans defense coming at you, especially with a banged up O-line. I think he's going to get the ball out. We're going to see a lot of quick screens to the speed demons on that Kansas City team between, Pacheco and Worthy and, all the speed they have there. I just think that Kansas City gets it done. They cover and they keep their playoff hopes alive.
Well, I'm with you on the KC side, so hopefully you got a winner there. How about Ravens Steelers? You're going to lay 6 with Baltimore.
Yeah, man, I hate betting against a team who appears to be broken and falling apart, but I guess the good news that this game, I'm betting on a team who also fits that description, right? So historically speaking, the line in this game is always going to be 3, maybe 3.5. It's always a toss-up, give the home field a couple points. But I just think the Ravens, despite their implosion against the Bengals on last week, I just think that they're in better form than the Steelers. You know, if Baltimore protects the ball, they should win this game by double digits. The Steelers' offense is really in shambles. Buffalo ran all over them. The Ravens defense actually did a really good job last week, especially in the red zone against a better than average, even without T. Higgins, Bengals offense. And I think Derrick Henry is going to have a really big game. You know, it's obvious Lamar's dealing with about, you know, 2 to 3 dozen different lower leg injuries. He hasn't looked like the Lamar of old, but I'm not sure that he's going to need to in this game if the Ravens have the right game plan. I like Harbaugh, a much bigger fan of him versus Tomlin. So I'm going to go chalky again and take the Ravens, and hopefully they win this one going away.
Jason Jarvis, we got one more play. He had an 11-game best bet win streak come to an end last week. And Jarvis, you also got knocked out of Circa Survivor. This is a sore subject for both of us because we got knocked out with the Eagles by the Bears, and you're going to play this Bears-Packers game. You're going to lay 6.5 with Green Bay.
I am. You know, but let's focus on the positive, Matt. You know, the Packers were my best play of the week if I could use a Thursday game. They went into Detroit. They looked great. But, you know, in all honesty, the Bears showed me a lot with their Black Friday win over the Eagles. The number one seed in the NFL, Chicago Bears. The last time the Bears were the number one seed this late in the season, Caleb Williams was in kindergarten. You know, this isn't the 85 Bears, but you got to give them credit. I like their head coach. Ben Johnson's got them believing. They've got the dual rush attack, which has been great. But opposite that, the Packers are tied for fifth in the league in yards allowed per rush. They really bottled up Jahmyr Gibbs, which is, you know, that's like keeping Barry Sanders in check. They held him to 3.4 yards a carry on Thanksgiving. And the reality is Jordan Love is doing what he does, right? He's playing his best football in the home stretch. He hasn't thrown an interception in four games, spreading the ball around to his receivers. The O-line has been great at protecting Love this season. He's been sacked two or fewer times in eight of their nine games. The Bears D has been a takeaway machine, but the one thing that they don't do is pressure the quarterback. They only have 23 sacks through 12 games. So I think if the Packers can jump out to an early lead and bottle up the Bears rush game, it's really going to pose a challenge to Chicago. Could be uphill sledding. And I think the Packers take care of business this weekend.
All right, let's recap the Jason Jarvis card here. Raiders +7.5, Jets +3, Ravens -6, Packers -6.5, Buccaneers -8.5, Chiefs -3.5, and the best bet, Falcons +7. Chris Felica and Jason Jarvis share the same best bet, Falcons +7 against the Seahawks. Jarvis, co-leader in the contest, he's got the tiebreaker advantage with the 11-2 record on the best bets. You can follow him at JJarv NFL Bets. Jason, how do you feel going into this weekend? You like the card, right?
I do like the card. You know, I did not like the card last week. I like it this week. I'm a little bit upset with Felica listening to my podcast. I mean, how else could he have the Falcons as the best bet? But, you know, hopefully he and I get home, and I'm much more confident this week than I was last week, Matt.
All right. Thanks for jumping on. Best of luck this weekend.
Same to you, my friend. Take care.
That's Jason Jarvis. He and Chris Felica tied for the lead. Jarvis, so 11-2 on the best bets. Alex White was the second-place finisher in this contest a year ago. Alex finished second to Chuck Edel, the Iceman. Chuck was knocked out last week. He was one of the two cuts. Alex White's going to be in studio next. She's in the top 10 in the standings headed into Week 14. Stay tuned. It's the Friday Football Invitational on the Sports Betting Network.
Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, if you missed any of the picks from tonight's Invitational, don't worry, every single one gets emailed straight to VSiN Pro subscribers right when this show ends. Sign up now for $9.99 for your first 30 days or save 50% with an annual subscription. VSIN.com/subscribe today. VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome, Alex White, to the studio, Las Vegas media personality and handicapper. And Alex, you are a UNLV fan, and the Rebels just put a touchdown on the board. I don't know if you have action on this game tonight. I believe you played UNLV +5 in the contest, right?
I did, and it was one of the last plays that did make it in there. I heard you say earlier this week you wanted to see it before you actually put any money on it. I mean, this wasn't the vintage Boise team, right? They looked pretty vulnerable. And I know that was mostly when Maddox Mattson was out and they mm-hmm. had their backup quarterback. But still, I thought that this UNLV team, just the grit, and we're kind of seeing it. We'll see if they can make a comeback here.
Yeah, they were very close to being down 4 touchdowns. Boise was driving with a 21-0 lead. UNLV came up with a stop on third down, forced a punt, and then actually had a 95-yard touchdown drive here to get on the board at 21-7 late in the second quarter. I did say this week, I've watched UNLV lose to Boise over and over and over again. I said, I got to see it to believe it. I leaned UNLV this week, but I couldn't get there with the bet.
Well, and I know the first time they played in Boise, I mean, the Broncos were a pretty good-sized favorite. So the fact
13.
That, yeah, the adjustment, right?
And bet up to 13, yeah.
the defense has gotten better. I think the big game for a lot of us was the Hawaii game, right? Holding them to 10 points. Mm-hmm. It felt like a turning point for their defense, but still, Boise just has their number.
Yep, and they're up 21-7 right now with 3 minutes to go in the first half. The total closed 60 in this contest, total 59.5. And in fact, your dad, Kenny White, has got this over 59.5, and he's also got UNLV plus 5. We'll take a look at his card in a couple minutes.
Rare over for him, huh?
Yeah. Alex White, the runner-up in this contest a year ago, and you won the Station Casino's Last Man Standing College Football Contest, I want to say in 2023?
And 2022.
2022?
Football season, yeah.
Okay. So you're strictly, I don't want to say strictly, but specifically, Boise breaks off a big run here. Look at that, with about six broken tackles. Anyway, you focus more, let's put it this way, on college football. I don't think you played any NFL in this contest until this week. Is that correct?
No, I played one.
Oh,
I got burned. I got burned pretty bad. It was the Niners and the Rams. I played under 49.5. And I think there was 28 points in the first half. I was like, that's done. I thought both of those defenses, but I'm going to try again here tonight.
All right, so you are 0-1 on the NFL in the contest going into this week. You got two NFL plays on your card, but the two plays you have tonight, I want to mention UNLV plus 5 and Tulane plus 2. And actually, the Tulane play is looking better. Green Wave, 17-7 lead over the Mean Green with about a minute to go in the second quarter.
I really thought I would have a play on North Texas, right? Just following throughout this year. Their offense is fantastic. It's been a fun story. I made Tulane a 1-point favorite and was pretty surprised to see North Texas come in as a 2.5-point favorite. Dove into it more. I trusted the defense here with Tulane. Much better defense. North Texas is about 133rd against the run. Mm-hmm. That was their big problem against South Florida. They let Byron Brown run all over him, right? I knew Jake Retzlaff could also do that, dual threat quarterback. So went for it here with the Green Wave.
Green Wave against the Mean Green. Alex White on Tulane plus 2, UNLV plus 5. Not dead yet with the Rebels, even though it's not looking good here in the first half in Boise tonight. You know, it's interesting, Kenny White, I mentioned your dad, and known him for a long time. When did he start teaching you about how to make numbers and how to, you know, evaluate and handicap college football and college basketball?
Well, when I was in college, I worked for him a lot because before the scrapers and you had all this automated stuff, right? Handicappers had to do everything themselves, a ton of spreadsheets. So I would be doing a lot of busy work like that, right? Copying the stats from every college football game. And then it wasn't until probably 2019-ish that I started actually diving into making the numbers. I would get his sheets, like, mm-hmm. since I was in college. And then I started with hockey, and he taught me how to make a power rating and money line first, which I'm actually very grateful for, because once I did that, switching over to basketball and football with the point spread, I feel like it was easier to grasp than trying to get the money line after.
Started with hockey. That's
started
interesting.
With hockey, yeah. It's the one sweet. He kind of just gave me the mm-hmm. the fourth of the best sports, right? And it was like, try this. I need help in getting out his power ratings and everything.
I would say your passions, though, are obviously college football and college hoops.
Yeah.
Right?
And then hockey, I would say.
And
well,
then hockey?
Baseball. I really enjoyed baseball this past year, betting on baseball daily.
Do you have a very good, positive, profitable baseball season?
You know, I didn't track, but I got some feedback from people following my picks throughout the summer. So, yeah.
Let's take a look at Kenny White's card for this week. And Kenny's best bet is a play I'm on as well. Georgia minus 2 against Alabama. Alex, this side did not make your card. You did play the total, but you don't have a strong opinion on the side here like Kenny White, Georgia minus 2?
If I were to play the side, I would have been opposite.
Really?
I would have taken the points here with Bama. I just think they're the more desperate team with still the chatter that they could not be in the playoffs. So it would have been Bama for me. I definitely can see that in the last 4 weeks, they're kind of going in opposite directions. Ty Simpson's taken a step back a little bit, but that's why I went with the defense here.
All right, Kenny right now is in fourth in this contest. 49-39-3 against the spread, 53.5 points, 6-6-1 on the best bets. He's rolling with the Georgia Bulldogs as his best bet. Georgia minus 2. I'm with Kenny on that one. As I mentioned previously, he's on North Texas Tulane over 66.5. He's also on UNLV Boise over 59.5. Look at this. Boise scores again. 27-7 with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. That over is looking better. UNLV as a five-point dog. That's also a Kenny White play. That's not looking so hot right now. How about Duke plus 3.5 against Virginia in the ACC title game? Kenny's also on Indiana plus 4.5 and BYU plus 12.5. There you go. That's a Kenny White card for this week. Professional better and odds maker from Las Vegas. Two-time champ of the Stardust Invitational. Follow him at K Whitey Vegas. Now, Alex White, looking at your card this week, you are opposite Kenny on the Ohio State-Indiana game. You're going to lay 4.5 with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I don't. Am I alone on that one? I heard you actually like Indiana.
I like Indiana quite a bit.
As well.
The Bear, Chris Felica, likes Ohio State. I think what you're going to have is strong two-way action on this game. Yeah.
I mean, two great defenses, right? I just think Ohio State has proven that they are the best team in the country. And I understand the point that a lot of people are making, how much this would mean to Indiana to win the Big Ten. But thinking about it from Ohio State's side, I mean, last year they won the national championship and people still said, but they didn't beat Michigan, right?
So didn't even play in the Big Ten championship last year.
They didn't even play in the Big Ten, but they won the whole thing, right? So I think they're going to try and have an undefeated season here and try and make a run in the playoffs again. So I like Ohio State. That defense is just so good. I liked them last week against Michigan too. I'm surprised to see my dad have Indiana on that side too, but it should be a good game.
The Whites are going head to head here. Opposite sides, Kenny White on Indiana plus 4.5 and Alex White on Ohio State minus 4.5. And contrary to what some people might think when they follow this contest, you and Kenny don't talk about your plays each week, right?
No, we do not.
No, you don't talk about your bets?
We talk about after.
You compare notes on games, things like that, or what?
I don't know if he's ever seen any of my numbers that I've made all year long. Yeah. So just like people can get his power ratings, I do see his numbers, but I don't think he's seen mine. After this, we would talk before 5 o'clock deadline for Westgate because we did do some Westgate contests or Westgate entries together.
And actually, you had a pretty good run this year in the Westgate College Super Contest. I'm not sure. I looked at the final standings. I don't think you finished in the top 20, right? No?
No, dropped down the last couple weeks.
The Bear, Chris Felica, finished, I think, in a tie for eighth. So props to the Bear. Strong college football handicapping season for him. He made the money in the Westgate College Contest. Alex White on Tulane, on UNLV, on Ohio State, on the Georgia-Alabama under 48. But your best bet in the MAC championship. And we've had a couple plays tonight on Western Michigan. You're on the Broncos minus 1.5 against Miami of Ohio as your best bet.
I did not think Mac would make my best bet. I really didn't. But I didn't want to overthink this one. I got caught up a couple times this year kind of with the momentum and how a team was playing with a backup quarterback coming in. And I didn't want that to happen here with Miami, Ohio. Daquan Finn left the team a few weeks ago. The backup quarterback in Gutkowski, he's been good, but they played Ball State in Buffalo, right? They're a combined 9-15. So give me the best team here in the MAC conference. The only team to finish 7-1. Their only blemish was a loss to Miami, Ohio, where they were actually leading 17-9, 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And it was Finn who led his team to a comeback fourth quarter victory. So a little revenge spot here. The head coach won MAC Coach of the Year, the quarterback, and Brock Lowry, he won Offensive Player of the Year. I think they're going to cap it off with a MAC championship.
Alex White's best bet, Western Michigan minus 1.5 against Miami of Ohio. We'll come back. She's got two NFL plays, and we got five or six more handicappers to get to show you their best bets for the week here. Stay tuned as we wrap it up on the Circuit Friday Football Invitational.
Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sizzling, it's time for High Stakes.
All right, it's High Stakes because the best bet's worth 1.5 points for a winner. And we had the best bet tiebreaker come into play last week when Steve Fezzik made the cut and Drew Bridges missed it on the fourth tiebreaker. So these best bets mean something here. and 15 handicappers left in the field of 25. Let's run down the best bets. Frank Betty, Anthony Curtis, Rams -8 at Arizona. Frank Carulli, Western Michigan, -1.5. That's the same best bet that Alex White's got, Western Michigan, -1.5. Chris Felica and Jason Jarvis have the same best bet as well, Falcons +7 against the Seahawks. Steve Fezzik, Virginia -3.5 against Duke. Tony Gordon, Colts Jaguars under 46.5. Chris Massaro, Rams Cardinals over 47.5. How about Edwin Meyer and Carl Sack? They've teamed up to go with the Dolphins, Jets, over 41. Mike North, Chiefs, -3.5 against the Texans. Chris Piper's got Texans, Chiefs, under 42. Scott Pritchard, North Texas Tulane, over 66.5. Matt St. Marie is right there with Mike North on the Chiefs, laying 3.5 against the Texans. Weston Stratman and Kenny White have the same best bet. Georgia, -2 against Alabama. And as I mentioned, Alex White, Western Michigan, -1.5. I mentioned Matt St. Marie, former Circa Million champ. I want to throw his plays up here. Matt St. Marie right now in sixth place. He's got 52 points. He's two ahead of Alex White. Very close in the top 10 of the standings. Matt St. Marie won the Circa Million in 2023. 48-42-1 and 7-6 on his best bets. So with 52 points, he's 5 points behind the leaders, not too far off the pace. And you can follow him at Matty Saint. He's from Minneapolis. And I mentioned his best bet, Rams -8. All NFL on the card for Matt St. Marie this week. He's also on Texans Chiefs under 42, Texans +3.5, Titans Browns under 34, Broncos Raiders under 40, Ravens -6, and Seahawks Falcons under the total of 44.5. That's a Matt St. Marie card for this week. Mike North right there with him at 52 points. North 49-41-1. And I mentioned Matt St. Marie's on the Texans +3.5. Mike North is on the Chiefs -3.5 as his best bet. So Mike North laying the field goal in the hook with KC. And that number was 3, -115, -120. All week here at Circa this morning, the number moved to 3.5. But Mike's still going to lay that with his best bet on the Chiefs. He's also on Jets +3, Falcons +7, Titans +4, Raiders +7.5, and two favorites here, Bills -5.5 against the Bengals, and Packers 6.5-point favorites against the Bears. So that's the Mike North card for this week. Alex White, Las Vegas handicapper, media personality in here. And Alex, a runner-up in this contest a year ago. And this will be your second and third NFL plays of the season in this contest. Did you consider, Alex, any ugly dogs like the Raiders this week? Raiders, 7.5-point dogs. Jason Jarvis on that play. Mike North on that play. What about, did you consider the hometown Raiders? Or have you tired of watching this terrible team?
I'm tired of losing money on them, to be honest. I had them against the Cowboys on Monday night. Mm-hmm. I remember another spot thinking it was a good spot to take the points there. I understand. I mean, really, Pete Carroll coaching for his job right now and Geno Smith playing for his. A lot of people, I mean, they're going to be playing tough. And it's a division rival. And the Broncos, one-score games, right?
Playing
They've been
a lot
finding
of close
ways
games.
To win. Yeah. But the Jets almost made my card, +3.
Yeah.
That ugly dog.
Did you bet the Jets last week against the Falcons?
I did, yeah.
I know, I did too. It was not easy. And in fact, I think early in the fourth quarter, I was saying, why did I bet the Jets?
Yes.
I can't. But we got the win.
That's right.
We got the win on the walk-off wounded duck field goal, and the Jets won a week ago. Jets are not on your card this week. I mentioned this game a lot tonight, so let's talk with you about this, why you played it. Texans Chiefs under 42 is one of your seven.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to play a side, it would be the Chiefs, which I know that is not correlated by any means. But I do think the Chiefs, you know, keep their playoff hopes alive. I like that side in this one. But really, it's about the defenses, and the Texans defense has been awesome. Mm-hmm. Right now, they are first in points allowed. They're first in opponent EPA. They're third in opponent success rate. So they've been great. We've seen this. They've really kept them in these games. They're 9-3 to the under because their offense has struggled. Now CJ Stroud back for just one game. Wasn't overly impressed. Mm-hmm. I think the Chiefs defense, they're top 10 in a lot of metrics. I mean, they're 6-6. So everybody, you know, is hating on the Chiefs, and they're not the same Kansas City Chiefs team we're used to, but their defense is still really good, and I think they're going to make it tough for C.J. Stroud. So under is the way I decided to play it instead of going with laying the 3.5 with that hook there.
Yeah, I laid 3 at minus 115 with the Chiefs this week, and I can't disagree with the under on this play. Under 42, you got the number one scoring defense, the number seven scoring defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you are playing under 42, and a couple other handicappers are on that today, including Chris Piper. That was his best bet, Texans Chiefs under 42. Alex, Jason Jarvis, co-leader in this contest, doesn't play many big favorites, but he is laying 6.5 with the Packers. And I tend to like the Packers in this spot, too. Why do you like Green Bay against Chicago?
It's funny. I've seen some Ravens up there, too. I was kind of debating between the Ravens laying 6 mm-hmm. and the Packers 6.5, but decided the Packers are the better team of the two, right? So if you're going to lay points, make sure it's with a good team. And the Bears are fun. I like to see them be good right now. They're 8th in points per game, right? But it's the defense, really. And the Packers are 6th best in points allowed. And I love the outside noise. I love that Ben Johnson said that about Matt LaFleur coming into this, that he loves beating the Packers 2 times a year. We saw what Green Bay just did going into Detroit. Now they're back at home. They want to prove to the Bears that they're top of this division. So I think they can win this one by a touchdown.
Yeah, Ben Johnson said at his introductory press conference in Chicago, "I enjoy beating Matt LaFleur 2 times every year." I think the Packers are going to remember that.
Yeah.
And this is a big game at the top of the NFC North. I like the Packers as well. Hey, let's look at the card for Scott Pritchard. This week, Pritchard right now in 5th, 48-40-3, Las Vegas Pro, 52.5 points. Pritchard, another guy who's had a lot of success in this contest, a third-place finisher in 2023, Elite Eight a year ago. You can follow him at Pritchard Wins. His best bet is in progress right now, North Texas Tulane over 66.5. He's also on Boise -5 against UNLV. Alex, a little bit of good news for you here before the half. UNLV has cut it to 28-14, so you're not dead yet with the Rebels.
Yeah, I like that. I hope they can make some adjustments and stop that run game of theirs.
Scott Pritchard laying the 5 with Boise. He's also on Indiana +4.5 against Ohio State. Texas Tech BYU under 49.5. And then 3 in the NFL. Vikings +2 against the Commanders. Jets +3 against the Dolphins. And Scott Pritchard is with you, Alex. Texans Chiefs under the total of 42. So we got 15 handicappers left. We've had the plays on the show from 14 of them. Let's go with the co-leader, Chris Felica, right now. Jarvis has the edge on Felica in the best bets, but they have the same best bet this week. Jarvis and the Bear on Falcons +7 against the Seahawks. Chris Felica, the champion of this contest in our inaugural year, 2022, and a fourth-place finisher in this contest a year ago, right behind Alex White and Chris Massaro. The Bear, also on the card this week, Colts -2 at Jacksonville. Chiefs -3.5 against the Texans. Titans +4 at Cleveland. And we mentioned the Falcons' best bet. The Bear is a lot like you, Alex. He prefers to go with college football, but he'll throw in a few more NFL plays here and there. Here's what the Bear is on for college football championship weekend. He's opposite you on the Western Michigan game. He's got Miami of Ohio +1.5. I mentioned the UNLV play tonight, and he's got Alabama +2 against Georgia. Georgia's been a popular play on tonight's show, but the Bear is going to roll with the Crimson Tide in that game. So he's opposite me and your dad, Kenny White. We both like Georgia. Follow him at Chris Felica. And I was really surprised Ohio State did not make the Bears card. He loves the Buckeyes, but he's not playing the side or the total in the Big Ten championship game. Alex, you did play the total in the Big Ten championship game. You've got Ohio State. Oh, actually, you played Ohio State and you laid the 4.5.
Yes, yeah. I am with the Buckeyes here.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I see some totals there with the Big 12, BYU, Texas Tech, but did anyone play the side or does... Oh, my dad actually took the points at BYU, but not a whole lot of action with that game.
Nobody... Kenny White played BYU +12.5, the only guy in the contest, I believe, on BYU. He's also in Indiana, Duke, and Georgia. Tomorrow, get all the plays in your email inbox if you're a VSIN Pro subscriber. That wraps it up for tonight. Stay tuned to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Those guys will be in next. Sean Green, Ryan Kramer, Alex White, thanks for stopping in tonight. Great to see you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for having this great contest every year.
Have a winning weekend. This is the Circa Friday Football Invitational on the Sports Betting Network.